This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
June is Dairy Month in Kentucky and across the country. Kentucky Dairy Development Council Director H.H. Barlow, who is a dairy farmer from Barron County, says Dairy Month has been going on for several years.
I've been in the dairy business my entire life, born and raised in it, and I can't remember hardly when there wasn't a June Dairy Month emphasis. So, we're excited that it's still going on. We have a pretty strong participation of it.
Barlow says they kicked off the celebration with a proclamation signed by Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles earlier this month.
One of my good dairy producers from Casey County brought a cow and a heifer, and we had a photo opportunity with people taking, the commissioner milked the cow. He kind of got kicked a little bit.
He says there was a special celebration at a Bowling Green Hot Rods baseball game earlier this month with similar events planned for June 24th.
The Lexington Legends Baseball Park in Lexington, and here at Bowling Green, I will have free ice cream and free pints of milk to drink.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
We live in such a beautiful state. The Commonwealth is full of scenery, just waiting to be captured with a photo. Your Ag Edge wants you to showcase our state. Some have already emailed beautiful snapshots. Now we want yours. Email your pics to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. Let us know a little about your pic, too. Once again, email your photos to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. You could see them very soon at youragedge.com. That's youragedge.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Dairy Council Director H.H. Barlow says dairy farms remain strong across the state.
We're small in number. We're down now to approximately 410 dairy farms across the state of Kentucky.
He adds dairy farms do get back to their communities.
Some counties, we may be one of the larger income-producing entities in a county, because each cow, each milk cow, no matter where she's located, basically contributes at least $5,000 worth of economic activity, or produces that every year, per year, each cow.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.